Now, I pretty much did gone over the presentations each night to bring us up to where we left off from the previous nights, but I'm not going to do that from the very beginning tonight. We left off last night talking about the fact that some crisis, most likely economic, is going to come into the picture just prior to the Sunday long time period that's going to provide an environment that allows for a Sunday law to be enacted very quickly. The Congress has already openly and willingly surrendered the idea of separation of church and state, so they just need a push to take it to a farther extreme. The court is set. The people of the United States are prepared, and I mean that because the people of the United States are, if you hear them talk, they're experiencing the greatest economic expansion of the entire history of the United States. You know, everybody's doing all right, money's just fine, and it's providing an environment where the most spoiled people in the world, the people in the United States, are even more spoiled than the people in England, that when you pull the rug out from underneath their temporal security, very quickly they're going to be crying out for help. And this psychological process that I'm inferring here has been demonstrated. You know, there's been many analysis of what took place in Nazi Germany that allowed Adolf Hitler to rise. Some of them identify that it was the economic crisis that provided the perfect medium for someone like him to come into power. Well, once again, the Bible is inferring that something like that's about to take place again. But also, as they've studied the crisis in Germany before World War II, and I believe it's probably the most classic to demonstrate this, it's pretty clear, if you're willing to see it, that 1937, 1938, the German people would have rose up and stopped any kind of persecution of the Jews had it happened that early on. Not any kind, but the severe persecution that it got to in the end. But because of an environment of an ever-increasing crisis happening rapidly and getting worse and worse, they found that people in crisis situations will very quickly move in the direction that they were going. And that is pretty much upheld in the spirit of prophecy, if you're familiar with the passage where Sister White says, in the end, people are going to come to the truth, and they're going to grow up in the Lord very rapidly. They're going to learn in a few months what we've been learning